Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We are nearing the end of our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer this evening as we continue with the seventh petition, Deliver Us from Evil. Let's turn to page 324 in the hymnal and speak together the seventh petition and explanation. The seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation, and finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, this petition always makes me wonder. Do we treat our faith or do we treat prayer like some sort of body armor that should protect us from any evil? It's too easy for us to pray the Lord's Prayer, come to the seventh petition, say, deliver us from evil. Well, I guess that covers me for now. Nothing to ever worry about. But it's too bad that it just doesn't ever seem to work that way. Oftentimes, it seems that rather than being delivered from evil, evil is prevailing over us. Whether it is someone who is taken well before their time, a mother leaving behind young children, or a teenager killed in a car accident, whether it's a fire or a natural disaster that takes everything you have, a violent crime that leaves you traumatized or worse, a family that is torn apart, a terrorist attack that kills dozens and injures hundreds more, evil is all around us, and too often it seems to be prevailing over us. From our perspective, all of the things that I just listed are really and truly horrible acts. There is no denying that any of these things are evil, and yet they happen to God's people. Nothing is more tragic and evil than the death of an innocent man for a crime he did not commit. The Netflix series Making a Murderer details the wrongful conviction of an innocent man, and the subject of this documentary spent 18 years in jail for a crime he did not commit. Is this not a gross miscarriage of justice? Our justice system is not perfect. We say it is better for 100 guilty men to go free than for one innocent man to be condemned, but too often that does happen. Whenever a miscarriage of justice occurs or is thought to have occurred, there is an outcry demanding justice. However, none of these wrongfully convicted people are truly innocent. They are, in fact, sinners. They just did not commit that particular sin. But they are still sinners and deserve punishment for something else. It has only ever happened once where that level of evil has occurred. The greatest and most evil act of history was the condemnation and execution of the only truly innocent and sinless man that ever lived. And that is what brings us together on this Good Friday, is the death of an innocent man. Jesus was not simply innocent of the crime of which he was accused, blasphemy, and declaring himself to be the Son of God, an insurrection, and who knows what else the chief priests accused him of. He was fully, truly, 100% innocent. And yet, he was condemned by his people and sentenced to be tortured to death. Sometimes it looks like evil has the upper hand, but it is in fact through that evil act, through this particular evil act, through the condemnation and execution of an innocent man, that we have been truly delivered from evil. Now, evil things do still happen all around us, but they cannot overcome us because our Lord is in charge and protects us. In Psalm 91, the psalmist declares, "Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent." Again, St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, "He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" Because of God's protection and preservation, because he saved us through that evil act of Jesus' death on the cross, we have nothing to fear. Even when evil things happen to God's people, God himself is with them through it all. We can think of any number of examples from the Bible of God protecting and preserving his people in evil times. In the book of Daniel, Daniel's three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, are thrown into a fiery furnace for refusing to worship the emperor. And yet they're not burned up because the Lord himself is with them in that fire. Daniel himself is later thrown into the lion's den for worshiping the Lord, and yet the lions cannot devour him because the Lord's angel held their mouths shut. We can even think of more current events on 9/11 and the Iron Cross that was left behind in the wreckage, which showed God's continuing love even in the midst of tragedy. Sometimes, instead of delivering us from evil, he delivers us through evil, but he is with us through it all. Even in death, the Lord, our God, Jesus, is with us to take us to himself in heaven. In Revelation, John writes, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them. Then again, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." We do not have to fear evil anymore because the Lord is with us and promises to bless and preserve us through it all. Now, this doesn't mean that we never have to worry about evil acts happening. Evil still claims to rule the roost here on earth while we await the day when God will come to wipe away every tear, that day when death shall be no more. But even in this world where evil deeds, terrorist attacks, and the like can claim innocent lives, we may take heart. Evil will not have the final say. Death is not the end. The death of Jesus is not the end of the story, but merely the end of the next to last act in the greatest story ever told. Good Friday will give way to Easter Sunday as the tragic beauty of the cross gives way to the wonderment of the empty tomb. We will be back here on the third day celebrating with joy that Jesus lives. But for right now, we ponder on this greatest of mysteries. We are delivered from evil because Jesus was delivered over to evil. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.